Hi there, and you're very welcome to Get Stuff Done, our weekly podcast where we speak to industry professionals from all sectors and ask them how they get stuff done. My name is Aidan Sheeran, and I'm the co-founder of Collaborative. Collaborative is a Dublin-based agency specializing in marketing and content creation. This week, I'm delighted to talk with Simon McRory. Simon is an author, a specialist in organizational development. He's CEO of The Odd Company, CEO of The Guardian Service, and an academic. Simon, you've got the mic. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Right. So I'm all those things you described, Aidan. I spend my days working with two companies, particularly The Odd Company and The Guardian Service. In The Odd Company, I work mainly with senior executive teams, helping them become more effective and then helping them develop corporate team strategies for their organizations. Within The Guardian Service, a very, very unique organization. Very rewarding organization in many respects in terms of the work we do. We're the only independent provider in the UK of freedom to speak up services for the NHS staff. And obviously, in the last year or so, particularly during the pandemic, we've had to deal with a lot of very serious issues from staff across that organization. We look after about 150,000 NHS staff across the UK and dealing with some really particularly difficult and sensitive issues. And it's been fantastic to see our team and the way they've supported everybody in a face-to-face and very often via video. But we look after people, we help them talk through their concerns, and then we raise them on the behalf of the organization. So between those two organizations and all of the things that go with being a CEO, you know, finance, purchasing, recruitment, policies, you name it, I'm involved in all of that, and that's what I spend my days doing. And in addition to that, then, when I get a bit of time in the evenings, normally I get back to my academic work and my writing, and so I spend a couple of hours a day on that as well. So that's my day. That's really what it looks like.
Feet hardly ever touch the ground, obviously. Listen, in Collaborative, we're all about trying to get stuff done. That's very much our motto. You might tell me something about some of the great stuff you've done through the years, stuff that you're proud of that makes you smile.
Yeah, you know what? I've been really lucky over the years in some of the work I've been able to do, and actually view most of it as a privilege to gain that access to organizations at the level I gain it at. So working with companies like Camelot and helping them completely overhaul their culture, taking them from one of the worst companies in Britain to work for to the 13th best company in Britain in the space of 4 or 5 years. That was hugely gratifying and satisfying, but it was also the privilege of the access I was given by the executive, by Diane Thompson, who was the then CEO, working with all of those people. It really was fantastic. Similarly, I was brought in to work with Barking, Havering and Redbridge University Trust, which is about a 7,500 person hospital in East London. And again, a major problem with staff's perception of the organization, complete lack of pride in the organization, very difficult for them to motivate themselves to deal with the challenges that they then faced. And I worked with them over the space of about 2 years to rebuild the culture there, developing a fantastic program with the staff and very much driven by the staff, I might add. But again, to see the reaction of people, to know that you've touched not just 7,000 lives, but also the 1 million patients that they deal with every year, the families, that we managed to get them back to a point where they were genuinely, genuinely proud of the organization they work for. So I love doing that kind of work. I love working with senior teams and seeing them realize that they are so much in control of their own destiny once you work with them and give them the means by which they can do things to improve their own effectiveness. When they realize you're not in there to tell them what to do, you're not in there to train them, you're in there to actually help them figure out the ways to understand how they can be more effective together. To see that come through over a period of 3, 4, 5 months, and to see the difference in the team, incredible watching that happening. And I do that so often, currently working with two executive teams actually who are coming together to form a group. So two separate organizations merging to form a group. And I'm working with both executive teams to position them prior to the merger and then to help them actually get in position when the merger takes place, and that they don't lose that effectiveness. They don't get buried in the detail. So I love doing things like that. The job has taken me all over the world. So I've got to work in the States. I've worked in the Middle East. I've worked in Africa. I've worked with, you name it, I've worked with them from governments to all of the various different sectors across the unfortunately, I'm getting to that age now. I'm long in the tooth. So I have had a lot of time to do a lot of these things. So I have got to work with lots of fantastic organizations, JetBlue, Microsoft, even the Ugandan government, which was a most incredible experience working in Uganda for about, I've spent about 6 months in total over 2 years with the Ugandan government, helping them develop their equivalent of the Irish Industrial Development Authority, the IDA. That was fantastic to see that and to do those kind of things. Yeah, I get huge return. I actually think at times I learn more from the people I work with than they may be learning from me. So I do see it as an enormous privilege to work with these people. It's fantastic.
You've written a book, or a few books at this stage, but you've got one particular book that's doing quite well. I believe it's up for a few awards. Maybe you tell us about that.
Yeah, Wake Up and Smell the Coffee, The Imperative of Teams. I wrote that about a year and a half, 2 years ago, published it here in London initially. Wake Up and Smell the Coffee was as maybe the name suggests, it kind of reflects my frustration at times with organizations and that they don't take the team piece seriously enough. There's this assumption that if you put a group of people together and call them a team, they'll perform as a team. And of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. You really do need strategy when it comes to making teams effective and teams effective in your organization. And you know, 90% of what we do happens through collaborative effort. And it kind of makes teamwork the imperative. And kind of hence the name, The Imperative of Teamwork. And the Wake Up and Smell the Coffee is definitely my frustration. It's not rocket science. There's no silver bullets. It's about just getting that strategy right and giving teams that opportunity to sit back, reflect, and determine what they do. Like I do with the executive teams that I work with, it's creating that reflective piece for them, allowing them that structure to understand not just what they do, because most teams know what they do. It's how they actually do it is the critical point, and trying to figure that out and help teams understand it. And that's what the book is about. It's based on the work I do in the Odd Company. It's based on not just my philosophical approach to teamwork, but also on the products that I've developed to support teamwork in the cloud. So my diagnostic instruments in the cloud for teams, which are self-serve, self-managing for the teams themselves, but it gives them that objective sets of data that they continuously monitor and watch as time goes by, and allows them then to understand where they need to focus their effort. So yeah, the book's been very successful. It was shortlisted for Business Book of the Year in the UK by the CMI, Henley Business School, and the British Library. And it's been subsequently nominated for Best Foreign Business Book in Russia in 2021, and has been translated into Chinese as well, and has been released in India and South Asia. So it's interesting. I think I'm now hitting a market of about 3 billion. I only want 10% of them ready to buy it. I'm not greedy. So I think, it's doing okay. It's doing good.
Well, we're all rushing out to buy it. And Wake Up and Smell the Coffee is the name of the book, The Imperative of Teams. Tell me, is there anything you're working on presently that you're excited about?
Yeah, there's a couple of things I'm working on at the moment. You know, the whole pandemic has changed our way of seeing the world and thinking about how we deliver our businesses. And as we've gone more and more onto online delivery, I've been reconfiguring the delivery and the content of the services offered by the Odd Company in support of teams. And one really exciting element that's come from it now is that we're currently working on the development of a third level diploma, which would be postgraduate level, awarded by a university, on teaming skills and how to be an effective team coach and develop the strategies that we talk about for an organization. So yes, this is going to be, it's a really big project to try and pull this diploma level qualification through. It's really in a sense of professionalizing the role of the team's expert within an organization. So yes, it sits within the HR stream, but it doesn't have to be a HR practitioner who would go on to do this particular diploma. We think it's going to have quite a lot of take up. I think there's a lot of interest in the space, and it's designed to qualify people to be an effective team strategist and coach within an organization. And in the same time, it'll also license them to use all of our products. But that's of interest to me. It's not necessarily of interest to all the people who will be doing it, if you know what I mean.
Simon, you seem to be very organized in your own time. You seem to do an awful lot in a day. You're talking about your academic stuff in the evening. You've got two large CEO roles for two separate companies. Is there a tip that you might have as regards, you know, how you get stuff done, how you manage to pack as much as you do into any one day?
You know, I read these things online all of the time, people talking about how to be more organized, how to be this, how to be that. To be honest with you, I'm not sure I buy all of it. It's all down to the individual. What works for you? I'm a list person. I like to make lists. So I always have two lists running concurrently. One is my 12-month list, what I hope to achieve by the end of 12 months, which I normally generate at the beginning of my financial year, which is actually April. And I like to run that for 12 months. Say, these are the big things I want to achieve in the next 12 months. So that might be release the next book. It might be get this diploma signed off and get it approved by a university. But it'll be big headline stuff that I'm chasing down. on a day-to-day basis, I have another list. What are my tasks? What do I need to get done? And I never ceases to amaze me. I put my list of tasks down at the beginning of a week. I normally run it for an entire week, so it can be 90, even 100 tasks on that list for the week. But every time I put it down and then I begin to cross them off as I go through them, it never ceases to amaze me how little time some of them actually take. Because you get onto them, you do them, you say, oh, that didn't take so long. Why was I putting that off, right? Oh, that only took half an hour. I thought that was going to take about 4 hours. And I fly through stuff on that basis. And I have to get my head down and say, right, got to get through this today. I look at what I need to do for the day. I have to factor in. And this is the important thing for everybody, in my view. If there is a tip in all of this, for God's sake, remember contingency planning. You can have all the greatest plans in the world. You can have to say, I'm going to do all of these things today, but you haven't factored in that phone call that's going to come in and throw your whole day askew. And that happens. And you can't beat yourself up when it happens. You have to say, fine, I need to deal with that. I've dealt with it. Move on. Get back to what I need to do. And then I schedule my day on that basis.
We've been through a series of tough lockdowns, and we've all spent a lot of time in our homes. Has there been any particular album or band or listening experience that has helped you through this experience? Have you fallen back on a favourite album, or what have you been listening to?
Yeah, I've gone back to Pink Floyd, and I'm not even sure why I've gone back there, but I do love them as a band. I always did. So listening to The Division Bell, listening to Wish You Were Here, Dark Side of the Moon, of course, The Wall, I mean, all of them. And I just find them, they're like stories for me. So I put on the album and I genuinely listen to the entire album all the way through. So I have to find the time. But that's another thing I do in my days. I find time to switch down. So I don't see any problem in having 45 minutes of an album and I'm not doing anything other than listening to it. That works for me. And of course, you can't be, if you want a good story, Christy Moore, he's the man, right? The ultimate storyteller, the ultimate bard. And I still enjoy listening to Christy, all of his music. And I have actually everything he's ever released, I have.
Simon, yeah. It's been great talking to you. I really appreciate your time. And I wish you every success in everything you're at. And particularly with the book, I'm rushing out to buy it myself. I'm looking forward to a good read. Thanks again.
Thank you, Aidan.